Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will start a series of lessons. Inshallah, the first class of this series of classes is a message to every single Muslima. You are never single, just connect. This is the title of the class. Actually, I was asked by a revered sister to help her to plan a happy life in spite of being single. And actually, to me, the word single means alone or feel lonely. I need to clarify that I feel a lot of sympathy towards my dearest sister who lived the feeling of being single, as I realize how difficult is that feeling. But I remembered my own situation when I had the same feeling. It was the day of my mother's death. In that sad day, I felt so lonely in spite of the fact that I already had my family, my husband and my kids. But I was so attached to my mother that her death was a very important turn point in my life. I started to think over and over how I will continue my life so long I can lose those whom I love at any time. This means that I can lose my kids or my husband and at any moment, as I lost my mother and also my father, while I was never expecting that to happen so quick and sudden. That event happened in 1986, and for a year I was trying to overcome the feeling of being alone or in reality single psychologically, as my dearest husband is always busy in work to build his career and to give us a good future. Regarding my dearest kids, they were for me a responsibility. That is to say, I live with them to give and not to take. So what is the real problem of being single? The real problem of being single means that your spirit feels lonely. Your spirit is in need to take. That is to say, to receive love, affection, sympathy, care, peace and security. So what is the solution? I was in need of a source of all these feelings, love, affection, sympathy, care, peace and security. But that source must not die, as it happened with my dearest parents. That source must provide me with real feelings. That is to say, feelings for me away from the rule of benefits. That is to say, my kids love me because I am their mother, but also because I take care of them. My husband loves me because I am his wife, but also because I take care of him. My friends love me because I am important to them, but also I take care of them. So I realize that it is only my Lord Allah, the most merciful, the one who can provide me with all these feelings without the relation of getting any benefit from me. The next question was how I can receive the love, the security, the peace and the care from my Lord. The answer is connect. The question is how to connect. Let us learn two examples of those whom they connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Quran, so that we will learn the rule of connection, which will help the problem of every one of us who feels that she is alone, she is single, she is lonely, no one is caring for me, why I am living this life without anyone taking care of me. In order to know these two examples, sisters, we will just first listen to some verses of the Quran, which will give you the message of connection. So now, sister, I will actually clarify to you the meaning of the word to connect, okay, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read first from surah number 9, verse number 40. Okay, sisters, please, when
إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم. If you help him, Muhammad, not, it doesn't matter for Allah. Did indeed help him, Allah help him, when the disbelievers drove him out, the second of the two, when Muhammad and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were in the cave. He, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to his companion, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, be not sad or afraid, surely Allah is with us. Then Allah sent down His calmness, tranquility, peace upon him, and strengthened him with forces which you saw not.
Okay, so sisters, I want you to read that sentence, be not sad or afraid, surely Allah is with us. This is the key of connection. The key of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah is with you all the time. You are never alone, you are never lonely, you are never single, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you all the time. Okay? So I will clarify to you more about this, but I want you to realize the meaning of Allah is with us. With us. Allah is with us. This is the sentence number one from this verse, surah number 9, verse number 40, Allah is with us. Okay, now we will read again from surah number 26. We will read from verse 50. We will read now from surah number 26. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So sisters, now we will read from number 26. We will read from verse number 52 to verse number 66. We will read the story of Prophet Musa with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? I will read in Arabic first. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. وأوحينا إلى موسى أن اسر بعبادي إنكم متبعون فأرسل فرعون في المدائن حاشرين إن هؤلاء لشرذمة قليلون وإنهم لنا لغائذون وإنا لجميع حاذرون فأخرجناهم من جنات وعيون وكنوز ومقام كريم كذلك وأورثناها بني إسرائيل فأتبعوهم مشرقين فلما تراءى الجمعان قال أصحاب موسى إنا لمدركون قال كلا إن معي ربي سيهدين فأوحينا إلى موسى أن اضرب بعصاك البحر فانفلق فكان كل فرق كالطود العظيم وأزلفنا ثم الآخرين وأنجينا موسى ومن معه أجمعين ثم أغرقنا الآخرين.
52 to 66. Okay. And we revealed to Musa, saying, depart by night with my slaves, barely you will be pursued. Then Pharaoh sent callers to all the cities, saying, verily, these indeed are but a small band, and verily, they have done what has enraged us. But we are a host, all assembled, amply forewarned. So we expel them from gardens and spring, treasures and every kind of honorable place. Thus, we turn them to Pharaoh, them, and we cause the children of Israel to inherit them. So they pursued them at sunrise. And when the two hosts saw each other, the companions of Musa said, "We are sure to overtake him."
Keep on.
Musa said, "Nay, verily, with me is my Lord, he will guide me." Then we revealed to Musa, "Strike the sea with your stick," and it parted at each separate part of that sea water became like a huge mountain. Then we brought near the others, Pharaoh's party, to that place, and we saved Musa, all of those with him. Then we drowned the others.
Okay. So, sisters, I want you to read in this Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 62. In verse number 62, Musa said, "Nay, verily, with me is my Lord." So I want you to write this sentence regarding this verse of the Quran. "With me is my Lord." So in Surah number 9, verse number 40, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, while he was in the cave with Abu Bakr alone, and his enemies were trying to catch him, but he said to Abu Bakr with full reassurance, "Allah is with us." And Allah saved both of them. And in Surah number 26, verse number 62, Prophet Musa said, "With me is my Lord." Okay? Now we will read again from Surah number 37, verse number 99. Then I will explain to you in details how you are never single and you are never alone. Allah is with every one of us. Allah can take care of every one of us. Allah is the source of reassurance, peace, tranquility to every one of us. None of the human being can be the source of these feelings because they are all belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we will read from Surah number 37, verse number 99. Okay? Surah number 37. Inshallah, we will read from Surah number 37. We will read from verse number 83 to we will read from verse number 83 to verse number 99. From 83 to 99. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم إذ جاء ربه بقلب سليم إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ماذا تعبدون أئفكا آلهة دون الله تريدون فما ظنكم برب العالمين فنظر نظرة في النجوم فقال إني سقيم فتولوا عنه مدبرين فراغ إلى آلهتهم فقال ألا تأكلون ما لكم لا تنطقون فراغ عليهم ضربا باليمين فأقبلوا إليه يزفون قال أتعبدون ما تنحتون والله خلقكم وما تعملون قالوا ابنوا له بنيانا فألقوه في الجحيم فأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأسفلين وقال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين رب هب لي من الصالحين صدق الله
And verily, among those who follow his way was Abraham, when he came to his Lord with a pure heart, when he said to his father and to his people, "What is that you wish to worship? It is a falsehood, a liha, other than Allah that you desire? Then what think you about the Lord of the Alamin?" Then he cast a glance at the stars, and he said, "Verily, I am sick." So they turned away from him and departed. Then he turned to their Aliha and said, "Will you not eat? What is the matter with you that you speak not? Then he turned upon them, striking them with his right hand. Then they came toward him hastening. He said, "Worship you that which you carve, while Allah has created you and what you make." They said, "Build for him a building and throw him into a blazing fire." So they plotted a plot against him, but we made them the lowest. And he said, "Verily, I am going to my Lord. He will guide me."
Okay. So sisters, again, this is the story of Prophet Ibrahim, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about him in verse number 84, when he came to his Lord with a pure heart. I want you to read what it in between the attached to Allah alone and none else. Okay? This is the attachment. This is the connection. Okay? Through this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he turned upon the idols, striking them with his right hand. He broke all the idols. He was not afraid. Why? Because he believes that he is connected with the one who has all the power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And when they throw him in the hellfire, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the hellfire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the nature of the hell. Okay, the fire, the nature of the fire changed. It became cold and it became peace for him. And he was saved from the fire because he believed that he is attached to the power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And Allah is clarifying in verse number 98, so they plotted a plot against him, but we made them the lowest. Allah saved him from the hell fire. From the fire he came completely normal, and after he was out of the fire, he said, after his rescue from the fire, "Verily I am going to my Lord, he will guide me." So again, he has his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is going to his Lord, okay, and he is sure that Allah will guide him again because he is attached to his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read again from Surah number 26, verse number 19, from Surah number 19. We will read from Surah number 19, verse from 2 to 7. To know about Prophet Zakariya, then I will clarify to you exactly what is the meaning of the word to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you never feel lonely, single or alone. We will read now from Surah number 19. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Maryam. We will read from verse number 2 to 7. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال ربي إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أك بدعائك ربي شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله ربي رضيا يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا قال ربي أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا قال رب اجعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاث ليال سويا فخرج على قومه من المحراب فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا وحنانا من لدنا وزكاة وكان تقيا وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا عصيا وسلام عليه يوم ولد ويوم يموت ويوم يبعث حيا. Actually, sisters, we will read from verse 2 to verse 15, and then, inshallah, I will try to explain to you all what we read from the Quran. You have it with you?
This is a mention of the mercies of your Lord to his slave Zachariah. When he called out his Lord, a call in secret, he said, "My Lord, indeed my bones have grown feeble, and gray hair has spread on my head, and I have never been unblessed in my invocation to you, O my Lord. And verily, I fear my relatives after me, and my wife is barren. So give me from yourself an heir. So who shall inherit me and inherit the prosperity of Jacob? And make him my Lord one with whom you are well pleased." Allah said, "O Zachariah, verily we give you the glad tidings of a son whose name will be Jaha. We have given the name to none before him." He said, "My Lord, how can I have a son when my wife is barren and I have reached the extreme old age?" He said, "So it will be, your Lord said, it will be easy for me. Certainly I have created you before when you have been nothing." Zechariah said, "My Lord, appoint me a sign." He said, "Your sign is that you should not speak to mankind for 3 nights, to having no bodily defect." Then he came out to his people from Al-Mihrab, and then told him by signs to glorify Allah's praises in the morning and in the afternoon. It was said to his son, "O Jaha, hold fast the scripture, and we give him wisdom while yet a child, and made him sympathetic to men as mercy from us and pure from sin, and he was righteous and dutiful toward his parents, and he was neither arrogant nor disobedient. And salam be on him the day he was born, and the day he dies, and the day he will be raised up to life." And mention in the book, Marian, when
no,
he...
With that's it. So sisters, now we learn about four. Number one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said Allah is with us. And we learn about Prophet Moses, who said, "With me is my Lord." And we learn about Prophet Ibrahim, who said, "Verily I am going to my Lord." And we learned about Prophet Zechariah, who called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking him for a son in a very difficult situation. Now I will try to explain to you what is the meaning of the word to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how you can have this connection as a way for peace, tranquility, happiness, success in your life, even if you don't have any human being in this world to take care of you or to check about you or to give you love or sympathy. Okay, I will start, inshallah, with the explanation of the situation of Prophet Zechariah, because actually the verses of the Quran which we just read now in Surah number 19, verses from 2 to 15 is a conversation between Prophet Zechariah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are 14 verses of the Quran explaining the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we succeed to have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be alone, you will never feel single, you will never feel that I am in need of anyone to call me or to check about me. You will be always satisfied psychologically, you will be active in the worldly life, you will do your work in the best shape, you will actually fulfill your trust in the best shape, and inshallah you will be always satisfied with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the decree is that you live without any other family members. I don't want to say single, because there is no single in Islam. Allah is with every one of us all the time. We are never single, we are never alone. If you have Allah with you, you have everything, and you are never alone. Now I want you, sisters, when we learn about the verses of the Quran, to feel the depths of the message of the verses of the Quran. The Quran is not a book just to read it like a music, or the Quran is a book just for advice to listen or not to listen. The Quran is the book of the Lord, the words of the Lord, teaching the believers and the humanity how to live the worldly life in the best shape. This is the only way to live this worldly life, which is, in reality, the worldly life is a test. Test means the difficult times. So how can I live the difficult times in a good shape while I am balanced and I have a good spirit and I have a good health? Through following the rules of the one who creates us, who knows the weak points in us, who knows how to make us to live the best life. Okay? Those whom they live the best life in this world are those whom they learn with through their spirits the message of the words of the Lord. Here I want you to actually to try to concentrate about the situation of Prophet Zakaria. Okay, Prophet Zakaria in verse number 2, Allah is saying, these are the words of Allah about the conversation between Allah and Prophet Zakaria. This is a mention of the mercy of your Lord to his slave Zakaria. What happens? Okay, Zakaria called out his Lord a call in secret. You see, sisters, he is calling on Allah in secret. Okay? Why he is calling on Allah in secret? Because he believes that Allah is with him. Allah is closer to every one of us than our spirit. So when I know that Allah is so close to me, I will not call him with a loud voice. I will call him from the depths of my spirit, from the internal spirit. My spirit will be calling on Allah. What he said to Allah, Prophet Zakaria, I want every one of you whom she feels that her life conditions are very difficult, her decree is so tough, life is always against her, okay, let her try to feel the situation of Prophet Zakaria and how, when he connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides him with all what he was in need of. But the most important is to connect correctly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who owns everything in the heavens and the earth, the one who can give to every one of us what we are looking for, but it is up to his wisdom, up to his knowledge, up to his decree. So Prophet Zakaria said to his Lord from the depths of his heart, sisters, okay? My Lord, indeed my bones have grown feeble and gray hair has spread on my head. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that he becomes very old and he becomes very weak. Because when the bones become have grown feeble, this means that he is now a weak human being. Okay? And he is also an old man. But sisters, I want you to write the rest of the words of this verse of the Quran, because actually I always repeat this verse of the Quran all the time. When I wake up, I say it. When I, in the middle of any trouble, I say it. When I feel that the situation is more tight, I repeat it. And I have never been unblessed in my invocation to you, O my Lord. This is, sisters, is the key of the acceptance of the supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. This is in Arabic. وَلَمْ أَكُوا بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. I want to clarify to you what is the meaning of this so that we learn how to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to connect with Allah in a way that, inshallah, Allah will answer your supplication. Inshallah. Okay? When you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, you must believe first that Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the source of all the blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not putting us in the test of the worldly life to punish us or to give us hard time. No, Allah is not in need of any of the human being. Allah doesn't like to give us hard time. But this is the reality of the worldly life. The worldly life is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and out of His justice, must expose every one of us to the worldly test, so that those whom they deserve to be in the paradise, they will be in the paradise according to their deeds, according to the result of their test. Those whom they deserve to be in the hellfire, they will be in the hellfire out of their deeds, out of the result of their worldly test. This is the mercy of Allah and this is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the worldly life is not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not creating us to give us hard time. Why Allah will give us hard time in spite of the fact that Allah is the source of all the blessings in our worldly life? This is what I will explain to you more in the next class, inshallah. But regarding today, when I believe that all the blessings are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I believe that Allah is the will, Allah is the power, Allah is the only mercy in life, then I must feel that it is only my correct connection with Him that will be the source of all my actually savings from the troubles of the worldly life. Everyone is in trouble in the worldly life. Why? Because it's a test. Who can be saved? Those whom they can connect with the Lord of the heavens and the earth correctly or in the right way, they will be the one saved psychologically. Not saved in reality, no. The justice of Allah is that all of us will be exposed to difficult times. But when I am a true believer in His oneness, when I believe that none except Allah can give me, none except Allah can save me, none except Allah listen to my supplication, none except Allah can provide me from means which I never expect. When I believe in all of this, this means that I am a true believer in His oneness, then I obey His commands. I live this book as a way of life. My husband is difficult, for example, but I will obey him. I will be nice with him. I will be the best wife, not for him, for the Lord. My kids are not thankful, no problem. You will take care of them in the best shape. How? Because I am not taking care of them for their sake. I am taking care of them because my Lord commanded me to have them as a trust in the worldly life. So I am living my life in reality obeying His commands. If you live your life obeying His commands and you believe in His oneness, immediately He will shower you with His mercy. As Allah, this is the mention of the mercy of the Lord. Okay, how He will shower you with His mercy? He will give you the feeling that He is with you, with His power, with His will, with His mercy all the time. So when someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, you are sick, you are so and so, I tell her, no, Allah is with me. So long Allah is with me, He will make for me an outlet, He will give me a reward, He will make me to feel satisfied, all praise to Allah. If Allah is with me, I have everything. How to have this feeling? Allah is with me, when you believe in Him, when you obey Him, then when you have this belief, I have never been unblessed in my invocation to you, oh my Lord, all the time. Someone will come and tell me, for example, your daughter didn't pass the exam for 3 years, what will happen, Sister Mona? I will tell her, I always call on Allah, I have never been unblessed in my invocation to you, oh my Lord. I am sure my daughter will pass that test one day. They will tell me, but it is long time now. I will tell her, you don't know the mercy, you don't know the wisdom of Allah. Maybe if my daughter passed the test from the first try, the first time, okay, maybe my daughter will have a car accident or anything. Maybe my daughter will marry and it will be unsuccessful. Maybe. I don't know the unseen. But so long I obey Him, so long I believe in Him, So long I am calling on him, I am sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer my calls, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make me never to feel alone, never to feel fear, never to feel worry, but it is up to his mercy. I am not in a hurry. Oh Allah, I call you. Oh Allah, give me the second day. This means that I don't know the nature of the worldly life. The worldly life is a test. You call on him and you repeat day and night, believing that he will make your call, inshallah, a reality. When, where, this is none of our job, sister. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all the time, I am full of the hope. I am full of the reassurance. I am full of the tranquility. When you tell me, Sister Mona, why you are not worried about the future of your daughter? I tell her, because the future of my daughter is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have anything to do with the future of my daughter except that I am a true believer. I am obeying. I am calling on him. While I am calling with him, I am sure 100%. You tell me 100, I tell you 1,000 per 100. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always answering the calls of the true believer. Sister, this must be the real feeling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, and again, sisters, you know, I will continue for you the story, but because of the time, we have 5 minutes. I want to clarify to you a reality. When you believe in the rules of the Quran, Allah will make it a reality in your worldly life. When you believe that when Prophet Zakariya called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he was so very old and very weak, and his wife is a barren, and out of the reasons there is no possibility at all to have a son. A barren wife, very old husband, and very weak man. How those people can have a son? They can have a son out of the mercy of the one who is having the control of the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Prophet Zakariya had the son out of the belief that I have never been unblessed in my invocation to you, O my Lord. This is the way to have everything. The true belief that Allah will give me what I am looking for because he is my Lord, he is the power, he is the will. This belief, sister, number one, is the source of the tranquility, peace, and is the source of keeping the connection with Allah all the time. Okay, when you have the proof or the feeling that Allah will make for me everything, so I will never disconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why most of the people are disconnecting with the Lord? Because when they call, he is not giving us what we are looking for. Because you don't believe in reality that he will give you. If you believe in reality that one day Allah will give me what I am looking for, you will never stop on calling him. But we tried Allah, but it doesn't work. So I forget about it. He will never give you what you are looking for. Instead, you will live the feeling, I am single, I am alone, I am worried, I am upset, I am sad. Why I am living this life? Everyone is selfish. This is not a good life. I am not satisfied with my life. Then antidepressant, then drugs, then drinking, then hellfire. How all this circle started? It started when we don't believe in reality in the oneness of Allah. We don't believe in reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your supplication. Don't worry. Don't leave the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end, sister, I want every one of you to answer this question. If you don't have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom you have hope in? Who has the power? Who has the will? If you look around you, you will, inshallah, realize that 100%, not 99, 100% of the human beings, except the very little, very, 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 very little true believers in Allah, mostly human beings are worried, are upset, they feel sad, okay, they are not balanced, and they are after the horoscopes, they are after the superstition, they are after the dreams, they are after anything to tell them about the future. And out of this, okay, they are not balanced at all. In spite of the fact they are very rich, they are very highly educated, they have everything, they look happy and they look in a good mood. They are not in a good mood and they are not happy. They are acting. Okay? So again and again, ask yourself, if I don't have the hope in Allah, in whom I will have the hope? If I don't connect correctly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with whom can I connect correctly? Okay, try to read the verses of the Quran which we learned today, and inshallah next week I will clarify to you more about the reality of the stories of those prophets. Then inshallah we will continue to learn about how to connect correctly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the ways of your life, so that you are never alone, you are never single, you are never upset, and alhamdulillah, you are the best human being on the earth, inshallah. Let us now make the dua and continue next week, inshallah.
I was just going to make the comment.
Yeah, make
the comment.
I have to think of my thought now.
Is it on?
Yes. Okay, I was going to say that I appreciate this information, because when I feel disconnected, a lot of times you want to just isolate yourself and be by yourself and heal. But when you come together or you go to the Quran, the answer's there. And we connect with Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And I feel like He connects with me and answers my prayer, either through the Quran or come to the class, because that's the way I was feeling this morning. I thought I could just stay home and have a sad feeling, but I didn't. I came, and He answered my feelings and the answer. Not even looking for it, but that's how He answers me. And so it's a real comfort to learn that in the sense that we connect, because that's the way I feel.
Alhamdulillah. Do you have any comment?
Those whom they have.